Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The circus has arrived to Copenhagen. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Next. Thank you. Next. Thank you. Next.
Y'all, this song is on repeat for me right now. It's Ariana Grande, new song. Thank you, next. She actually just performed it on Ellen today. Did y'all catch that? Anyone?
No.
No.
Thank you, but next.
You did. I'm not a huge Ariana, but right now I am with what she's doing. So, all right, next. So, welcome back to the Real Housewives of panel. Real Housewives of Dallas panel, y'all. We're talking season 3, episode 13. My name is Rachel Robillard, and with me I got my awesome co-host.
Hey guys, I'm Jessie Zander. Join us in the live chat now.
What's up, you guys? My name is Shanti.
What's up, party people? My name is Erica Edwards.
That's right. And so we have a lot going on this show. We got some shady moments for y'all. And in our news, we got some of the girls who voted recently and see what they posted on Instagram. And also, we have a text that proves an argument that was discussed in this week's episode. So, what are y'all's overall thoughts of what's going on?
Deandra has turned a new leaf for me. She is a, excuse my language, biatch. That's what I think about this episode.
All right. Anyone else think that?
I liked the episode. I feel like it just sort of got going, I guess, during the dinner. So it was kind of, I don't know. It was fine. It was a little bit, there was a little filler there, but then they got the fight going. So they spiced it up, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this episode. I mean, I feel like throughout the season, people are starting to grow on me because I was very one-sided with things to begin with. But each episode, I'm starting to like Carrie more. It's like the weirdest thing because for 3 years I've been like, I can't stand Carrie.
Right.
And I actually like her more. And it's hard because I love Deandra, but I love Leanne. So it's just hard to see them like in this situation that they're in tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I was quite frankly living for this fight going down. They kind of previewed it between Leanne and Deandra, you know, who is going to fight who, and now we understand that Cameron is involved. Mm-hmm. She kind of put herself in there. So
right,
it's like, okay, exactly, right in the middle. And speaking of Carrie, what you said, they all get to Copenhagen, and Carrie's the one is like, the circus has arrived. And I just thought that was hilarious, because they all have so many bags.
Yeah.
Like, so many bags. And Cameron has her own little packing cubes. Then I'm like, that is such a Westcott thing. I mean, are y'all that organized when you guys pack?
Mm-mm. No, but
like,
no.
She has three pairs of pajamas. They're there for like no more than a week, right?
Yeah.
And she has three pairs of pajamas.
Yeah,
I pack like nothing, so no.
Jesse's like, you like camp all the time, and
yeah,
like,
I pack that thing. So
I think it's a rich person thing, to be honest. Like bringing like 5-8 different pairs of shoes and like a backup pair of shoes if you're a designer. Shoes hurt you, and
but isn't it like just such a pain to like be
schlep
like
it all?
Yes, like I don't want to get sweaty like taking my luggage places, but I guess they have people that take their luggage
they
for
have people
them
to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not rich, but I overpack, so I don't know. Like, because it's not so much that even if you don't have designer shoes, sometimes you're like, oh my god, I might wear my heels, but then I might wear my thigh high boots. You never know. So.
Yes.
Right.
I mean,
you can't overpack.
I overpack all the time too. I'm right there with you. But, like, I would not bring, like, 3 suitcases on an international trip.
But also, like, if you're, like, that rich, why don't you just, like, buy this stuff? Like, if you leave something behind, just, like, buy a new pair of whatever you need while you're there and just bring it home.
No, because you can't get a new pair of Chanel shoes.
That's true,
I
guess.
You can't get them Jimmy Choo's in Denmark. I mean, that would take a while to figure that out. So that could be why.
That could be why.
Now, I'm sure they still go shopping, though. Let's
yes,
get that
for sure.
Totally. And I also feel like, especially Cameron, she has a stylist. So I have a feeling that person kind of helped her with her cubes. Like, this is, you know, pajama 1, 2, 3, and here's your shoes. And I know she overpacked than underpack. And something that my mom has taught me is everything worth doing is worth overdoing. And that is such a Cameron Westcott thing to do. She is in Copenhagen, and she went all out with the packing. So kudos to her.
And that sleeping pill on the plane.
True.
I like that.
Yes. Okay, I want to dive in to the big topic of conversation this episode and the biggest fight. The girls are at dinner, and this is when, well, for starters, Brandy wanted to be a drunk. Like, I thought that was a very silly idea, Brandy, that you purposely wanted to get drunk to pick a fight with Leanne, for Leanne to be like, oh, you are an alcoholic, and be like, haha, gotcha. Joke's on you. I meant to do this. Wait, why?
Yeah, like, how would you do that? Like, you'd be drunk fighting with her, then, right? Like, you'd be overly drunk.
Yes.
She wanted the fight to start without her fighting it, but the whole situation just took Brandy a few notches down for me. Like, I thought it was just kind of trashy to watch, especially, like, her building glass pyramids in a nice restaurant. Like, it's just tacky, and it just overall made her look bad. It didn't complete what she wanted, nor do I ever think that it could complete what she wanted. So it was kind of a bummer to me. For me to see Brandy act like that.
Do you think that she does that sometimes because of the, like, status that these people are at? Like, do you think that sometimes she, like, purposely, like, embarrasses the group?
Do you think, like, in the group or more, like, herself?
Well, like, herself also, but, like, just, like, when she did, like, the poop on the hat thing, I think that was, like season one. Like, it was, like, such an embarrassment for, I think, Leanne, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But, like, she's, like, a charity event.
Yeah. So, like, do you think she just does these things to just, like, get a rise out of everybody?
I mean, I definitely think that it's, I don't know if it's to get a, maybe it is, actually. Like, I think that she's a really goofy, funny, ditzy attitude. She loves poop humor. Like, that's her whole shtick. And so, yeah, I think that if we hear her story, she came from the trailer park, right? Like, she didn't grow up wealthy, and she tends to make fun of those people. So, yeah, I do think that she kind of has that jokey attitude with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she does it to embarrass them. I think, you know, I mean, honestly, I think it's just part of who she is, you know, and she's just like this jokester. And, yeah, she didn't really come from that society, and she doesn't really respect it. So I don't, you know, I feel like this is just who she is. Like, I don't think she purposely did the poop hat to embarrass anyone. I think she's just like, oh, I'm going to put poop on my hat. Or her costumes are always a little bit crazier or crasser than everyone else's. And I think she does realize that people look down on her because of it. And even though she may feel, you know, badly, she doesn't have that yearning to be accepted like Stephanie does. So I think she just kind of goes with it. Yeah, and I don't really understand how she's going to, like, pretend to be a lush by being a lush. It just, I mean, I was like, okay, now you are drunk. So now what's your argument, really? So
is that what you think? Do you think Brandy is a drunk?
I think it depends on what you mean. I think she got drunk. I don't know if I would say she's a drunk. I think she is, I don't think she's an alcoholic. And, I don't know. I don't know if I make that same distinction between drunk and alcoholic that Leanne does. I think sometimes people get drunk and, you know, they are therefore a drunk.
I think Brandy might have a good time, you know, and Brandy's not the only one drinking. Like, and it's also how things are edited. So when there's like a time lapse of like her drinking at all these different places, it's like
Everyone else is drinking too.
Right.
And it's interesting how Leanne goes, oh, I don't think she is sophisticated. Brandy is sophisticated enough to be an alcoholic because alcoholics are really good at hiding it. And I was like, okay. All right. And so, so ultimately Brandy's idea of getting too drunk at dinner backfired because she didn't even know what was really happening with the argument at hand. And it all started with Carrie asking, how's the wedding planning going with Leanne? And so Leanne was like, oh, you know, it's going well. And then the next thing that happened is, then Carrie was like, well, why didn't you go? Like, why didn't you go, Deandra? And then that's when Deandra said, I didn't get the invite until 9 p.m. before. And that's what we were talking about during the episode, Jesse and I, is that there's a text that was showed last episode that we will pull up that confirms, like, okay, she really wasn't aware of the fitting. Deandra was not aware of the fitting until the night before. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, this makes sense. Like, usually with wedding planning and fittings, and if you really want someone to come, you give your girlfriends a couple days head notice instead of the night before. So I do see where Deandra is coming from with this text message right here that we're talking about. But when she says, like, I never got the text until 9 p.m. before, that's when Cameron starts to butt in and says, why didn't you call her? Mm-hmm. And, like, I will admit, like, Deandra got a little, like, you know, her tone definitely leveled up and was just like, because I have a business that I run every day and I have a planned out schedule, have everything. And so, I mean, which, you know, was a lot in my opinion. And then, you know, it goes back and forth with, like, well, Cam was like, it's a question. Like, I'm here to talk about it. And then now they're claiming each other's attacking one another. And so what do y'all think? Like, do you guys think someone is wrong and right in this situation? Or where's y'all's head within this argument?
So I have a question about this, because this is kind of a tough one for me. Like, I don't understand what Cameron was talking about when she said, why didn't you call her? Because, like, what do you mean, why didn't you call her? Was Deandra supposed to, like, have this, like, psychic ability to know that, like, Leanne was going dress shopping?
Right, because she got the text.
Because she got the text the night before.
And right? She just responded saying, like, I have other things to do. So, like,
was she saying, like, call her that night and talk to her instead of texting her the next morning an hour before? Or was she saying, like, call her, like, you know, days before and ask, like, when are you going? Like, I just didn't understand what she was talking about. Do you know what I mean?
I also feel like Cameron just kind of inserted her in because, like, I'm starting to realize the dynamic that Deandra is kind of, like, on her own island right now, and that Leanne and Cameron are becoming one. And Cameron really is inserting herself in the conflict between Deandra and Leanne. Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, oh, like, she didn't have to say anything, but she chose to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of, like, the epiphany I had when watching the argument. Like, obviously, we've watched this demise between Leanne and Deandra's friendship this whole time. And we've also seen Cam and Leanne get closer. And mm-hmm. so all of a sudden, it's like, I think that Deandra feels really isolated because mm-hmm. not only is her best friend, she's losing her, also another friend is getting really close to her and she's mm-hmm. feeling ganged up on.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, I think Deandra's holding a lot of anger within her. It's obvious this whole episode. She's super aggressive. She lashes out. It kind of seems like, I understand that she's upset, but it just seems to be kind of another level. But then at the same time, it's like when two people are ganging up on you, like, you want to defend yourself.
Right.
So I think really what it has to do with is the fact that Cam and Leanne are getting very close.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of jealousy there.
For sure. Like,
because she is losing her... Deandra's losing her best friend, Leanne, and Leanne is gaining another good girlfriend that, quite frankly, Deandra's not very close with right now, especially with the whole mother-in-law getting involved in their argument.
But they were close. Is the
they
thing.
Were,
they
right.
They were getting really close. And so I think that's what is throwing the whole situation off is the most recent comment at the cooking party. And I think that is kind of like what's making the whole snowball effect.
Right. And well, the thing is when Cam, what would make my kind of me get more in defense mechanism, my defense mode going is that Cam said, is that how your mother talks to you? Mm-hmm. Like Carrie said, Cam has a way of pushing buttons. Right. And it's just, like, the way, like, you know, her eyes, like, the way, she's like, is that really what you need to say?
That's
like,
a how, really good
like,
impression.
That was a really good
That's
impression.
Really
like,
good.
How she does it, I'm just like, if I was in an argument with Cameron, I'd be like, that would upset me too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it's not what you say, it's how you say mm-hmm. it. And even what she was saying was pretty offensive and how it came off to me. I mean, I would start to boil too if I was fighting with Deandra because with Cameron, because they even said like in Beaver Creek that Cam has a way to badger people and push the buttons
right.
and like what Cam said, like, you know, I'm gonna play with this button. Is she gonna go off here? What is she gonna do? And so, and then because Cam is making it, she's like, you're attacking me, but I just like, I think it takes two to tango in this, and two to argue, and I just feel like they kind of are both attacking each other.
Well, and we have Tabitha Roadhouse in the live chat with us.
Hey, Tabitha.
And she says she thinks Cameron's inserting herself because Brandy has been Team Deandra so far. And I know that's something that they've talked about before, is people teaming up like that. But mm-hmm. Brandy's kind of like not a part of this with Deandra and Cameron.
I wrote that down, actually. Like, I know that Brandy was drunk that night when the whole fight was happening, but I'm surprised that there wasn't a conversation shown the next day where Brandy came up to Deandra and, like, supported her and was like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of wrote that down, like, I would expect her to stick up for her. And then if not, I would expect Deandra to say, wow, I wish Brandy would have stuck up for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm surprised we didn't see any of that.
I agree, because if it was Stephanie, I think it would have been a different situation. Mm-hmm. But Brandy and Deandra do seem like they're truly getting close.
I mean, I think they are getting close, but that's not, like, her bestie. Like, it is sort of a new friendship, mm-hmm. the same way Carrie and Leanne are getting closer, but I wouldn't necessarily expect Carrie to jump into a fight for Leanne. You know?
That's true. So, that's true.
And I do feel like, to me, I took it when Cameron was like, why didn't you call her? I thought she was referring to in advance, because Deandra was kind of like, well, I didn't get until the night before. Like, what did you expect? And Cameron was like, well, why didn't you call her? But to me, that's ridiculous to expect me to call the bride and be like, can I come to your
yeah.
Your,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Party. Yeah, that's like, what I thought Cameron was saying. And
that's
I was
what
like,
I thought
that's
she was
crazy.
Saying too.
Yeah. And no wonder Deandra was like, why would I do that? That would be weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you. When are you going to try on dresses? I got to be there. Like, who would do that?
Well, and the thing about that is that's exactly how I understood it. And Leanne's already annoyed with Deandra asking her about the wedding.
Yeah.
So Deandra has talked to Mama D about it. Mama D said, just stay out of it. So that's what she was doing. She was staying out of it, right? Like, you're already bothering her about when they're getting married, when they're setting the date and all this stuff. Why are you going to now call and say, oh, now when are you trying on wedding dresses?
Plus, not to mention, we all saw, I forgot which episode it was, she asked Stephanie in advance.
Yeah.
So she didn't send Stephanie the text the night before.
Right.
She was well aware of the date. Mm-hmm. And she asked Stephanie or let Stephanie know about it
before then.
And then she, like, sends Deandra a last-minute text. So it's like, what did you expect, really?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I also feel that, like, when it comes to picking sides, like, with Cameron's going more towards Leanne, and I think what you're saying, like, Brandy's more towards Deandra, and it's, like, because they share the same alcoholic conversation and allegations toward them. So I feel like they kind of, like, all right, Leanne is the one calling both of us alcoholics, so we got to defend each other in that.
Mm-hmm.
And just like how... It's interesting because we all see Brandy and Stephanie being such great friends, and it's kind of like interesting that Brandy's kind of going with Deandra and Stephanie's with Leanne right now. So it's interesting how these friends are kind of like dividing within the friend group.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay. But then I just feel like Carrie's just like in the middle.
Yeah.
Carrie is just in the middle of this entire season. And you said Carrie's growing on you, right?
Yeah, she is, actually. The last two episodes, I've just, like... Well, actually, maybe three or four episodes. I don't know. She just has changed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Carrie's doing great. And so then we are introduced to Carrie's family.
Yes.
And Camilla and Johan, they have their album release party. And I'm like, oh, well, isn't this just great to have cameras on this? You know, this was... You know, in my opinion, extremely produced, but it's like, wow, this is, you know, a nice little, like, my family is in music, too. Not only does my family do plastic surgery, but my family also is in music.
Right.
So it's okay. I'm like, all right. And Leanne said where they were located, you know, it was very artsy, very music-oriented, and she said this is the Deep Ellum of Dallas. And I'm being from Texas, there's Deep Ellum and there's different parts like LA, like West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Silver Lake, and in Dallas there's Deep Ellum and Uptown. Uptown's like the more like upscale, like clubs, and then Deep Ellum's more like chill bars, like it's kinda like the Silver Lake of LA. So it's just like, okay, that I
a
get
nice
that.
Comparison.
Yeah, a really good comparison. I mean, what did y'all think of the album release party?
I mean, like, I actually kind of liked the song. It was, like, dark and moody, and I enjoyed it. But after that big explosive fight, like, I was kind of, like, hyped up and ready for something good to follow that. And so I was just, like, okay, how interesting is it to watch somebody meet their family from Denmark? I mean, not that interesting for me. I don't know if that's rude to say, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked it in the sense that, like, nobody acted a fool in front of Carrie's family, which would have been obnoxious.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of a nice, respectful, let's just all pretend to get along and enjoy the music. Mm-hmm. So I liked it for that reason. But then I agree, they could have edited it so we didn't, you know, we could just see a few clips of the song and moved along. Like, right. We didn't have to see the whole thing because it wasn't that interesting, really. But that part I did actually like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree, same. I mean, I feel like I was all revved up to, like, finish this fight out, and then it was just, like, a...
Stop.
Yeah. It was a pretty dull moment. I like the song, too, but I was just like, this.
And here's the cousin.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Not
what I was looking you guys, for. Yeah. On that note, let's liven things up.
Yes.
So, hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, as we all are, don't be, because they are optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well, or our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. So comment all day, every day. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
That is right. Thank you.
Yes.
Can we talk about the girls' styles and, like, what do y'all think? You know, Yes. They brought a lot of stuff. Everyone brought a lot of bags. I want to, from Cameron's big poofy red shirt to Leanne's Beetlejuice pants. Like, I could not help but just stare at Leanne's pants. Like, I just, that's something, like, kudos that she can pull that off. But I personally couldn't.
Same. No.
But I was like, those same. Pants look from like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. No, she can pull off stuff like that, though. I would look ridiculous and, like, I'd right? end up on some, like, weird website of, like, people just, like, trolling me for that outfit. But She looked fine.
I didn't hate them, though.
Yeah.
Like, I saw them and I liked them. And, again, I probably wouldn't be able to pull it off. But what I liked is, like, all the sweaters and the jackets
right.
and the boots, because we're kind of getting into fall right now. Mm-hmm. Barely in L.A., but slightly. So I kind of liked watching that. I was living for Leanne's one outfit where she was wearing, like, the sparkly pants with the Gucci belt
yes.
and the black, like, diamond bodysuit. I usually am not really that into her outfits, but I was obsessed with those pants. So
the Gucci belt is Leanne's signature. I see her wearing the Gucci belt all the time. Like all, and like different
yeah.
different Gucci belts. She's just like, that is her signature.
Yeah, I'm honestly not that in love with any of the Dallas women's fashions so much, really. I mean, yeah, nah, I just don't.
No.
I can't, you know, because I feel like it's kind of, like, it was something about Cameron's leopard print or whatever, that print shirt she had on when they were in the bus I didn't care for.
You don't like leopard print?
Yeah. I love leopard print, but something about her print, to me, like, for them to have so much money, their outfits just don't, I feel like, maybe in later episodes, like, as the franchise grows, they'll get more styling tips. But, yeah, so I just...
You think that's what they need, is they need more styling tips?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I do. Because I feel like they have a lot of money, but when I see them, that's not what I see. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, that's a little tacky to me. Not that I'm like, whatever. But especially when you watch other things like Beverly Hills, there's certain franchises where you're like,
right.
Beverly wow. Hills is on point.
Yes.
They walk on in, point. You're like, okay. Or Atlanta,
yeah.
their clothes might be tacky, but their weaves are good. Like, everybody has their thing. And so to me, I feel like Dallas could step it up given their income levels. Their fashion, I think, could be a little bit tighter and more together. Although I did really like Cameron's leather jacket. at the bar or whatever. So that was kind of cool. That was a little her cool trying to be cool in the cool crowd part. I did like that, but otherwise their fashions were kind of lackluster for me.
I actually liked Stephanie's dress that she wore to dinner.
The blue sparkly one.
Yeah, I love that. I think she looks so good in that, and I loved it. I was like, I want that dress.
Yes. Well, Erica kind of started the shade, so I think that should go right into our shady moments segment. So let's get the shade going. And Erica, I want to hear what you have to say. You got the shade starting, so you keep it rolling.
All right. Well, I think, let's see. I said, so I think the next day or whenever the next morning, and Leanne was talking about her amygdala thing again. And then I believe Brandy was the one who said, I think your amygdala needs to be removed. And then was there anything else? Yes, I think that was the one that I wanted the most. I think I thought that was the shadiest. No. There's one, I don't know if you guys did this one, where Cameron says, Karma's a bitch.
Yes.
And then Deandra says, but you're the bitch that spilled the champagne. I did like that one.
Yes, that is a good one.
All right, I'm going to go next. You guys, I have two. My first one isn't shady when you first hear it. It's from Cam talking to Deandra when they're in the little fight at dinner. And she says, is that how your mother yells at you? Which we kind of talked about earlier.
Yeah,
but that was pretty good. That's freaking mean. Like, bringing your mom into it. That's basically like dissing your childhood, kind of. I don't know. I thought that was kind of deep. And then another one that I liked was, of course, Leanne, when they're back at the hotel, and she says, the weave on my head is exhausted. The panty liner on my underwear is exhausted. Right. It's kind of more funny, but,
I've been waiting for that all season.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's good.
My shadiest moment is when Leanne was talking about how she's, like, had herself under control, and Deandra said, for what, 6 months? And I was like,
oh, yeah, that was really shady. Yeah, really shady and very accurate.
Yes.
It was. Extremely.
Accurate shade.
Yeah.
I want to go into when they get back from dinner and Brandy was talking to Leanne saying, Deandra's your best friend. And, you know, like, as if, like, you're going to resolve this. And then Leanne stopped her not be like, oh, no, I've been her best friend. Not necessarily she's been my best friend. And I was just like, dang. I'm like, that was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, and that came like from a deep place inside for her to say that. Like, oh, no, I've been Deandra's best friend. Deandra has not been my best friend. And I'm just like, I feel like everyone can relate on some level of that, like, being happening in their lives. I'm like, okay, like, I get that. That was pretty intense.
And it's also saying, like, our friendship for the past 10 years is not real.
Right.
I mean, and also to me implied that Deandra probably doesn't have too many other friends as well. Because she's like, well, I'm her best friend. Like, she don't have nobody else. So,
that's a good point.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that was very Cameron strange. Even, like, mentioned that she, like, doesn't have many friends. Like, wasn't it Cameron who said, like, well, she might not have many friends, but it's like, oh. But hey, what I do know, it's quality over quantity.
Very true.
And I've said it once and I will say it before. I just really hope that Deandra and Leanne will make up and be okay. Yeah. Yes. And so just let's hope for some good. And so that leads us to some news.
All right, so, you know, kind of interesting facts about the ladies. So, one we have, let's see, I think we have some photos.
Dope. They voted.
So here is Deandra and Jeremy, and they with their voter selfies. That was a big thing, and there was a lot of going on in Texas with voting this year, so... who knows who conservative Deandra voted for. But they did vote, so yay. And then also, so here we have Stephanie and Brandy are in Mexico right now celebrating Brian's birthday. Brian is turning 40, Brandy's husband. So they're getting their beach on in Mexico at the moment. And then lastly, I guess we don't have to play this video, but they just had the Real Housewives Awards. And the girls, Brandy and Stephanie, won the award for Best Friends of the Franchise. So they compare. Yay. So it's very cute. So Team Brandy and Team Stephanie together again.
Yeah. And another picture that I saw on Deandra's Instagram was that Jeremy and Deandra were heading to New York for the reunion.
Yes.
Which I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for the Real Housewives of Dallas reunion, y'all.
Exactly. Yeah, and I saw a picture of Leanne and Rich also heading to town to New York. So it should be good.
Yeah. I'm like, let's do this. Okay. So now let's do some predictions. So predictions. The girls will still be in Copenhagen next episode, and we see some skinny dipping, and then we see Brandy getting really upset with Leanne because she took a video, and that Brandy's claiming Leanne took that video out of spite and, like, to use it against them. What do you think she was recording? Like, what could, like, that she thinks that will be out to get Brandy or the girls?
I have no idea. Like, the first impression I got was just that Brandy was doing something on the bus and Leanne was, like, recording her right there. But I could be totally wrong. I didn't understand. I wrote, what is she recording on my sheet?
Yeah, I mean, I think my prediction would be it's an 80% chance that it's something involving Brandy drinking, I would presume. She wants to get footage of Brandy acting drunk. Mm-hmm. And so that would probably be an issue. And then I think that Cameron and Deandra are going to continue to split. Like, I don't see that coming anywhere to be resolved.
Right.
And I don't know. I think sooner or later, Carrie might have to make a decision on whose team she's going to be on. But so
you think Carrie needs to make a decision?
I think she will eventually, because I think, like, even in this episode where she was like, well, yeah, Leanne, you did say she was an alcoholic. And Cameron was like, Cameron didn't say that she heard it. And she did hear it. So I think after a while, something, you know, Carrie's going to have to figure out, like, okay, am I going to ride the Cameron and Leanne bus or no?
But speaking of Carrie and predictions, I couldn't really focus on what my predictions were because we saw Mark naked. And I was like, oh,
like,
my God.
Butt-ass naked,
oh,
y'all.
I don't want to see this.
Butt-ass naked.
My prediction
Mark.
Is we are all going to be gagging and throwing up next week watching that clip. Yes. Like, yeah. Oh my Lord, it was like disturbing.
Yeah, that was
I was just like, my mouth was open, like, ah.
Like, why? My reaction was exactly like Leanne's, like, I cannot unsee this. Like, what is going on?
So does he come to Denmark?
I guess,
he must.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And here comes Mark. You know, we haven't gotten him much this season. Mm. We got him so much last season. Let's
insert
we
him right
some
on
more
there.
Of
insert
him.
His naked
we need
butt.
More of him. Yeah. Just so we can, like, talk about how weird he is.
Yes, I feel like last season was just all about Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Right. All about Mark at the roundup. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, all right, now we're going to talk about Mark's
being naked.
Bare ass, yeah. Literally. And so I wonder where they're swimming. What's in Denmark that they are, like, is there any type of
yes.
jumping in?
Yeah, why?
The ocean?
I'm really curious, like, all right, who initiated that? That's what I want to know. Like, who initiated that it's a good idea for all of us to go skinny. And I don't think, do y'all think it's all of them? Or do you think it's Mark and
Mark and Carrie?
Because Carrie just likes to get naked.
She doesn't. She skinny dipped in Beaver Creek naked.
As I would too if I had
so this
that
is
body.
The second time we're seeing Carrie butt ass naked. Mm-hmm. And doesn't she sleep naked too? Mm-hmm. So it's like, she just likes to be naked.
I mean, I don't know. If I was married to a plastic surgeon, I'd be happy being naked. I'm pretty sure. Because, you know, I mean, nothing like discounted surgery.
Yeah, or like, you know, that free 99.
Yeah.
That's my, free's my favorite word.
Although, why Mark himself doesn't get
yes.
surgery?
Right. That's the next question.
That's the real question.
Where's the ding, ding, ding right there?
Because it's not like Carrie is reliant on him and is some trophy wife that needs him for money. Like, she has her own stuff going on, so
right.
she,
yeah,
can,
the
she
lasers.
Can get a hot-ass husband.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh. So into the sound effects this episode.
Yes. Yeah. I'm I can see Brandy hopping in though. That's my prediction, I guess, is like I can see Brandy being like, okay, I'll go in too.
If she's had some shots
y'all
of tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Get some more alcohol involved.
Only
yes.
the poop hat for Brandy, right?
The poop hat?
Or no, that's Carrie.
No, that's
Brandy. Brandy the poop hat.
She'll wear nothing but the poop hat.
Yeah.
Just the hat. Exactly.
Good job,
awesome.
Jeff.
Yes. Well,
I'm learning, y'all.
Yes. Jeff, you're doing great, Jeff. Okay, yeah, so that's it for tonight's episode. We really appreciate y'all tuning in to The Housewives of Dallas. Erica, where can everyone find you on social?
What's up, party people? You can find me on all of my social social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A-D as in door, Edwards. And you can catch me here Sunday nights if you watch Atlanta doing the Real Housewives of Atlanta after show at 9 p.m.
Nice. Thank you guys for watching. You can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina or tweet me at @ShantiChristina.
Hi, guys. I'm Jesse Zahner. Thanks for joining us in live chat to Tabitha Roadhouse.
Yeah, Tabitha. Thanks, Tabitha.
You can find me all over social media at Athletic.
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in to The Real House of Dallas. After show, we will be here again next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Standard or Pacific time. And we appreciate y'all tuning in. Thank you, yes, guys. Oh, I'm Rachel Robillard. And y'all can find me on Twitter at @Rach_Robillard. We'll see y'all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.